Good morning. Good to see you all today on this summer Sunday. We just skipped spring and went right into summer. So every day we have like this, I just appreciate that stretch of weather we had in 2020 when we did outdoor services. Every Sunday was just gorgeous, wasn't it? And then we tried to reduplicate it last year, and I know the first Sunday was like 95, and it was like, no. Today would be a definite no to have it outside, too. So, hey, we're in here. It's air conditioned. So welcome if you're in the sanctuary today. If you're out in the parking lot, I hope you have your air conditioner on. Welcome to you, too. And, of course, if you're home online taking this in, welcome to you, too. Welcome to Grace on this 19th of June. So just a few announcements before we get started. It's kind of a slow week in Lake Wobegon, but here we go. 8 o'clock Bible study. On Wednesday, we're studying the Gospel of John. We go for about an hour, and then we take a 15-minute break, and then the prayer group meets. So if you see a prayer card in the pew and you have a prayer request, put it in the collection plate. It will be prayed for. Wednesday, 6:30 to 8:30, Grace Youth. I think the time is a little different there. I think you're leaving at when, Daisha, 5:30? Okay, I think the plan is they're attending the Christ hike at Inspiration Point, so I think they're going to be leaving at 5:30. What time? Meet at 5:30, leave at 6. Okay, all right. Bring money for snacks. It's a great evening. Go to the Christ hike and follow the camp staff who put on kind of the life and ministry of Jesus, so it's a very good thing. And so home around 10-ish? Okay. All right. Yeah, everything else is right except the time. The time is meet at 5:30 and be home by 10. So some birthdays this week. Happy birthday to you all. We'll pray for you by name at the end of the service. Next Sunday, June 26th. Wow, June is leaving us. So again, our morning worship is all through summer, 10 o'clock. So, and then we have our June Mission of the Month, the Steve Anderson Benefit. Steve passed away on May 6th after a six-month battle with cancer. He was a member here, and so contributions will go towards helping the family. So if you go through the line today after service to get food, and there, I hope you're hungry. There's a lot of food out there. If you feel led to give towards the Steve Anderson Benefit, that will be your time. There'll be a basket out there. So, and then June 28th, 29th, and 30th, that's Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, there's some times. We're working on a new photo directory here. This is not about membership. It's just a tool for us to get to know one another. So it's about community, really. And so if you attend here, and we would love to have your picture in the directory because the directory is you meet somebody and you can't remember their name. You're too embarrassed to ask. And then you look them up in the directory and that's who they are. So that's it just promotes community. So sign up. There's some times. There'll be some more times in August, too. So, and then thank you to those who brought food and served at our after work worship fellowship last Sunday. That's always an important time, is to gather together and break a little bread together and visit. So that'll happen again today. Any other announcements before we get started? All right. Well, let's open our service this morning in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our first thing we're going to do today is we're just going to have a brief mission moment. We support missionary Julie Smoody, who ministers in Thailand, and we have just a brief video update and thank you from Julie that we're going to play right now. Are we ready? Okay.
This is Julie's classroom. I want to say thank you for the funeral support, no? For the flower, for food, for some drink, in Chile. Thank you for Bible and stuff that the community has from Laos, from different tribes. Yeah, thank you so much.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. And what a blessing it is. This is my classroom, as Marina said. Here is a little glimpse of Indochina Bible Training Center. Children's Home, Gabriel House, administrative buildings, worship buildings, dorm rooms. Then we have a worship center in the back. But I just wanted to thank you all. Thank you all so much for your support and just making all this possible. Thank you. God bless you.
Okay, I believe the person in frame speaking at the beginning was Noina, and she was giving thanks for a funeral. Julie was basically kind of a surrogate mother to someone over there who died suddenly. She's got a couple of kids, but Julie was responsible for the funeral then. And so she was thanking us for you know, the funds that helped to make that funeral possible. And then Julie kind of gave us a look at the Indo Bible Training Center where Julie is teaching. So really great. There's a bulletin board if you want to learn a little bit more about what Julie's doing there. There's a bulletin board right outside the sanctuary here that you can read up. So anyway, so thank you from Julie to our congregation. So the other thing going on today is it's Father's Day. And we just have a special prayer to acknowledge fathers and thank you for all you do. And so let us pray. Gracious Heavenly Father, we give thanks today for all faithful fathers, those living and those departed, who give of their love, their labor, their lives, to provide the physical and spiritual needs of their families. Grant them wisdom and strength to be instruments of your fatherly goodness and love. Amen and amen. And once again, thank you, dads, for all you do.
This morning, I'd like to invite you to join us in our opening song of worship. You can see those words up on the screen. It's the hymn, All Hail the Power of Jesus' Name. All hail the power of Jesus' name. Let angels prostrate fall. Bring forth the royal diadem and crown him Lord of all. Bring forth the royal diadem and crown him Lord.
all the earth. Proclaim his salvation day after day.
Declare his glory among the nations.
His marvelous deeds among all peoples.
For great is the Lord, and most worthy of praise.
He is to be feared above all gods, for all the gods of the nations are idols.
The Lord made the heavens.
Splendor and majesty are before him. Strength and glory are in his sanctuary. Let us pray. Almighty God, the strength of all who put their trust in you, hear our prayer and help us in our human weakness. Graciously help us that in following your way, we may please you in both thought and deed. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. I'll ask any praise singers who are here to join me for our response hymn titled Day by Day. It's hymn number 746 in the blue hymnal, or as seen on the screens.
What a great God we have. Day by day, no matter what betide me. He is with me to hold my hand. He's taken all of the judgment out of anything we encounter in this life. There is no judgment. Jesus took that on the cross. So us as a loving father, period. We know we suffer. We live in a fallen world. But the one thing we can always take off the table when we encounter hardship is that God is angry with us, because he's not. He loves us. And we connect with that great truth, the forgiveness of all of our sins and the disposition of God towards us as a disposition of grace. We connect with this every Sunday when we do what we're going to do right now. We stand before God openly and honestly and confess that we are sinners, that we need his grace, and we hear of his goodness and mercy to us in Jesus. And let's do this together right now. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hid, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. God's promise to us sinners from the book of 1 John chapter 1, verses 8 and 9. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. But if we confess our sins, God, who is faithful and just, will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And let's take God at his word right now together. Most merciful God, we confess that we are in bondage to sin and cannot free ourselves. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us. Forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your holy name. Amen. It's with great joy that I proclaim to you today that in the mercy of Almighty God, Jesus Christ was given to die for you, and for his sake, God forgives you all your sins. To those who believe in Jesus Christ, he gives the power to become the children of God and bestows on them the Holy Spirit. Join me in the confession of our Christian faith as we confess together the ancient summary of what Scripture teaches about the God we worship, the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
And God's peace be to each and every one of you today.
First reading for today is from 1 Kings chapter 8, verses 22 to 30. Solomon's prayer of dedication for the temple. Then Solomon stood before the altar of the Lord in front of the whole assembly of Israel, spread out his hands towards heaven, and said, Lord, the God of Israel, there is no God like you in heaven above or on earth below. You who keep your covenant of love with your servants who continue wholeheartedly in your way. You have kept your promise to your servant David, my father. With your mouth you have promised, and with your hand you have fulfilled it, as it is today. Now, Lord, the God of Israel, keep for your servant David, my father, the promises you made to him when you said, you shall never fail to have a successor to sit before me on the throne of Israel. If only your descendants are careful in all they do to walk before me faithfully as you have done. And now, God of Israel, let your word that you promised your servant David, my father, come true. But will God really dwell on earth? The heavens, even the highest heaven, cannot contain you. How much less this temple I have built. Yet get attention to your servant's prayer and his plea for mercy. Lord my God, hear the cry and the prayer that your servant is praying in your presence this day. May your eyes be open toward the temple night and day. This place of which you said, my name shall be there, so that you will hear the prayer your servant prays toward the place. Hear the supplication of your servant and of your people Israel when they pray toward this place. Hear from heaven, your dwelling place, and when you hear, forgive. The gospel reading for today is from Luke chapter 7, verses 1 through 10. The faith of the centurion. When Jesus had finished saying all this to the people who were listening, he entered Capernaum. There a centurion servant, whom his master valued highly, was sick and about to die. The centurion heard of Jesus and sent some elders of the Jews to him, asking him to come and heal his servant. When they came to Jesus, they pleaded earnestly with him, "This man deserves to have you do this, because he loves our nation and has built our synagogue." So Jesus went with them. He was not far from the house when the centurion sent friends to say to him, "Lord, don't trouble yourself, for I do not deserve to have you come under my roof. That is why I did not even consider myself worthy to come to you, but say the word, and my servant will be healed. For I myself am a man under authority, with soldiers under me. I tell you, this one, go, and he goes, and that one, come, and he comes. I say to my servant, do this, and he does it." When Jesus heard this, he was amazed at him, and turning to the crowd following him, he said, "I tell you, I have not found such great faith even in Israel." Then the man who had been sent returned to the house and found the servant well. Prayers of the Church. O Lord, we pray that in time of trial we may be found like with such faith in you that we need only to hear you say the word to know it will be so. Protect us from distrust of your fatherly care whenever we become anxious about our earthly needs. Direct us anew to live your will. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We give you thanks, O Lord, for seed and soil, for sunshine and showers, and above all, for life and growth from you. We pray for seasonable weather, that the earth may yield its fruits to your whole honor and glory. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for the persecuted church. We ask your mercy, O Lord, for your persecuted church, who are falsely accused, wrongly imprisoned, and martyred for the sake of your name. May they gain release, be restored to life, and inspire us by their sacrifice. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer.
Thank you, Renee. Interesting scriptures listed in the lectionary for this second Sunday after Pentecost. The first scripture, where we see the purpose of the temple, helps us understand when Jesus goes into the temple and cleanses it, making a cord of or a whip of cords and driving the money changers out because they had turned the temple into something that it was not intended to be. It was supposed to be a place of prayer where God would meet sinners and grant forgiveness, and they had turned it into a store. So, and then the second scripture, a beautiful story of faith. Faith of the centurion, a Roman soldier. So today we're going to hear a little bit more about the amazing thing that we love about our God, that he's a giver of grace and goodness. But before we get there, let's stand up and stretch our legs, and in whatever way seems appropriate to do, greet your neighbor.
The song I'd like to share with you this morning probably doesn't need an introduction. I think everyone probably knows it, and I just felt like led to sing this one this morning. It's Amazing Grace.
Days to see.
Wow. Thank you, Amy. Well, kids, it's that time. If you want to meet me over here at the table and the chair for a message just for you, and I see Daisha's coming with the fruit snacks just for you, too. So, all right. All right, good to see you guys. All in your summer gear, getting ready. So, how many of you like to have eggs?
Me.
You like scrambled eggs? What's your favorite kind of eggs? Runny or scrambled?
Runny.
Yeah, runny. Oh, wow. Good for you. Well, I have two cartons of eggs here. And what do you think of these eggs? Which ones would you want to eat? Those? Why?
Because they're real.
Very good. Give me. All right. They're real. Yeah, they're real. You mean these aren't real?
No.
You mean they don't come out of the chicken looking like this? No? Well, you're correct. These are not real eggs. They're just colored. They're kind of fake. And these are real eggs. And so if we were really hungry, these would give us the nutrition that we would need. These wouldn't do anything except look pretty. Now, today we're going to hear a sermon about the gospel. And gospel is one of those church words that we use. And you know what gospel means? It just means good news. That's all gospel means. And the good news of Jesus, the good news of Jesus is that he went to the cross and died for our sins. And because of that, God forgives us and then gives us the promise that we'll live with him forever. And so Jesus did it all for us. And so we're going to hear that some people will want to take the gospel, the good news of Jesus, and maybe add something to it. And what happens is it may look pretty, like these eggs, but it won't give us what we need. Okay? It might make us feel really good about ourselves if we say that, well, we have to add this to what Jesus did for us, and it'd be like this egg, but it won't do us any good, will it? The true gospel of Jesus is like these real eggs. They're real. And it gives us what we need. No, we're not going to crack them. So let's pray, okay? Jesus, we thank you that the true gospel, the good news, is what you've done for us. You live for us, you died for us, and you rose for us. And you forgive us our sins and give us eternal life. And we pray, Lord, that you would protect us from people who change this into something that it isn't. That the real gospel is what gives us eternal life and forgiveness. And so we thank you that you've done it all for us. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Well, thank you, kids, for coming up. And let's give these kids a hand for coming up here. Say, if we didn't have very much food back there, we could scramble up these eggs. But we've got a lot of food back there today, so... Well, as we come before God's Word and begin our mini-series on Galatians, let's pray. Lord God, we thank you for your Word. Your Word is truth. Your Word is spirit. Meet us now. Enlarge our hearts and minds to receive what you have for us today. Amen. Well, the title of today's message as we begin the first 10 verses of Galatians is When Free is the Only Way.